In December of 2020, we find ourselves living in unusual times. In times where we don't know who we can trust. The mainstream media consistently lies to people. Elected officials that we thought we could trust, we can no longer trust. And America is looking for voices that will unapologetically share the truth. Like attorney Sidney Powell, like General Flynn, and like Lynn Wood. And on today's special edition of the Thrive Time Show, we're interviewing attorney Lynn Wood as he shares that America has been attacked by communist China twice this year. First with a bioweapon, and second with industrial-level election fraud. On today's show, Lynn Wood shares that Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has been compromised. And he shares 100% irrefutable evidence that industrial-level election fraud has occurred. Lynn Wood explains why now is the time to pledge your life, liberty, and sacred honor to protect American freedom. Lynn Wood also shares about the harsh justice and judgment that will be coming to those who have attempted to steal the American election. Lynn Wood also shares about the power of President Trump's executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in the United States election. Today's a day where all freedom-loving Americans find ourselves in the same boat. We all find ourselves looking for a truth teller, somebody that will tell you the truth and somebody who will not hide the truth from you. And many of you have discovered Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and General Flynn as those voices that you can trust. And so we're going to start a series here of these fireside chats with Lynn Wood so you can hear direct from Lynn Wood himself the truth that you and your family need to know. And with that being said, Lynn Wood, welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Clay. Thanks for having me on.
Lynn, earlier today, you tweeted out the following. You said, "This may be the most important tweet of my life. Chief Justice Roberts is corrupt and should resign immediately. Justice Stephen Breyer should also resign immediately. They are anti-Trumpers, dedicated to preventing the public from knowing the truth of the re-election." Sir, tell us what you mean by that.
Just what I said, Clay. Justice Roberts and Justice Breyer have for the last couple of years engaged in conversations where they discussed their desire and their willingness to make efforts to see that President Trump was never reelected. I had a couple of other tweets on this subject matter, including one that contained some profane language from the Chief Justice regarding President Trump. There are other things about Chief Justice Roberts that I believe will come to light in the next several days. There's always been no answers to the question of who was the John Roberts that appeared twice on the Jeffrey Epstein private jet flight logs. Corruption has reached the highest level of this country when it reaches the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Our legislature has failed us. Our Supreme Court may fail us. I still have hope for the court. But Donald Trump is not going to fail us as the chief executive of this country. He swore to faithfully uphold and execute the laws of the United States of America. President Trump will do so, and our people will see that over the next several days as events unfold regarding an attack on the United States, which will have to be responded to.
For the people who are listening right now who are hearing this for the first time, how can they know that they can trust what you're saying?
They'll have to decide based on my 43-year record as a lawyer, where I've always fought for truth. I try to live a life of truth. I believe that everyone must face the truth of their own lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. In order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be living a life of truth. You have to admit when you're wrong. You have to ask for forgiveness. We're all sinners, and we all need forgiveness. But I know one truth, and I know this to be true, and I hope that your viewers will believe that I'm right as a matter of faith. God is real. Every word in the Bible is true. I believe in the coming weeks, God Almighty will show this world that, in fact, He is real. I believe this is the second harvest, and I believe that when this turmoil is over, our country will return to where we started. We will once again be a nation under God.
You tweeted out something that I, as your friend, was a little bit worried about, as a fellow American, I will be praying about. But you tweeted out that you have good security. You described that you have very good security, and that you are not suicidal. Can you explain why you tweeted out, "Rest assured, I am not suicidal. I love God, and I would never make my last act on earth an act that condemns me to hell. I have incredibly reliable security guards." Explain why you felt the need to tweet that out.
Well, you noticed I put my four dogs in, my rescue dogs, Allie, Dee, Motley, and Crew.
Yep.
They are great security. I also have very highly trained security.
Yes.
And I've had that security for a number of months to protect myself and my the fellow individuals that are here with me where I reside, some of whom are targeted. I can tell you that Sidney Powell and I have received death threats. We've had them investigated. They're real. You have a history in this country of individuals that seem to be involved in high-profile matters, and suddenly they are found having committed suicide. Well, somebody tweeted about, hey, be sure and tell everybody you're not suicidal. So it was meant to be somewhat lighthearted,
okay. But
also to let people know that I'm protected. I believe in Psalm 91, and I know one thing, that God will protect me, and I am not suicidal. I love life. I love God. I still have a lot of things to do for Him,
yes.
And I intend to stick around until I get them done.
Now, Lynn, on September 12, 2018, President Trump signed an executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. We now obviously have proof of foreign interference in the election. Also, President Trump decided to put in place the Secretary of Defense, Christopher C. Miller, who loves America and who loves President Trump. Can you please tell us, what should we expect as Americans? It is 3:37 on the 17th. Of December. What should we expect to happen or to see between now and Christmas Day, sir?
Well, I think there's going to be a number of revelations that the country will be made aware of from the president. I believe that the country is going to come to recognize what I think many, but not enough, have recognized. This country was attacked this year. We were attacked by a deadly biological weapon, COVID-19. That attack came from communist China. We will also find, as anticipated by the president in his executive order of September 2018, that communist China attacked us a second time, that they attacked our presidential election. President Trump was aware of what they were going to do. I believe you're going to find in coming days that President Trump has known for some time what happened. At least one of the country, I believe, will independently verify it. There was an attempt to steal this election. President Trump won a historic landslide, and the truth of that victory will soon come out to the public. I will say this, Clay, people may at first be misled to believe that some of the violence in the streets, which I think will occur because this is a color revolution, which calls for a disputed election followed by street violence, they're going to see this as a civil war. It is not. This is not some attempt by President Trump to take over the government. President Trump wants to save the government and save our Constitution. What we're going to find and will unfold over the next few weeks is that we have a common foe, a common enemy, communist China, maybe joined by Iran, maybe even by Russia. So the country is at war. There have been several massive cyber attacks against the country's infrastructure in the last week or two. And I believe that in due time, because the timing is the president's, I believe the president will respond. Our military is ready. Our people need to be ready. America will never be under communist China.
Amen.
We will not be communists. We'll be free. Freedom is our birthright from Almighty God.
What does it mean to be prepared? Because you know the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. Again, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, is going to be giving a summary of his findings about foreign interference in the U.S. election. He will be giving that documentation to President Trump. And if it shows there was foreign interference, and we know there was foreign interference, then President Trump will have the obligation to force the implementation of this executive order if he wants to. I mean, he has the obligation to defend the American people, which allows him to seize the assets of anybody involved with attempting to steal the election. So when you say be prepared, what do you mean specifically for all the soccer moms and soccer dads and, you know, freedom-loving Americans out there? What should they be doing?
Well, be prepared means just that, and I say that in the sense of better to be safe than sorry.
Okay.
I believe that every family should have an adequate supply of water for 2 to 4 weeks, food, batteries, flashlight, Second Amendment rights, if you have them, to defend and protect your property and your family. I believe that this country needs to be mentally prepared, that to realize that the truth is that we are under attack in what is a fight for our freedom, not a civil war. So I think that we've got to be mentally prepared to remember one fundamental fact. We have one president at a time. Donald Trump is our president. No matter what Joe Biden and his shadow government try to say, listen to President Trump. He'll also be our president for 4 more years, but in the next critical few weeks, he is our leader. He loves this country. He loves freedom. He's going to make sure that that remains the birthright of America. We're going to remain a country of freedom, liberty.
Now, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and the Texas Rangers raided SolarWinds, their headquarters. They raided the SolarWinds headquarters in Austin, Texas. Sir, for people that don't know what SolarWinds is or what their headquarters is or why the FBI or U.S. Marshals would be raiding it, what is the significance of the U.S. Marshals and the Texas Rangers raiding the SolarWinds headquarters in Austin, Texas?
Well, I know, and I'm not an internet guru.
Got it.
But I know that SolarWinds powered the internet website for Dominion. Dominion voting machines were used throughout this country. Dominion is owned or financed about 75% by Communist China.
Unbelievable.
That's one of the reasons that I believe the president will find that there was foreign interference with our national election. Mm. So there has been the cyber attacks.
Yep.
There was an attack on SolarWinds and others. Our infrastructure has been attacked. When I said be prepared, listen, we could sporadically, or maybe not sporadically, overall, we could lose our electricity. We could lose cell service. So we need to be able to communicate with people in our community and to do what God wants you to do. That's to look after other people, even strangers.
Now, for the folks out there that don't know, I want to recap this, and then, Lynn, we have a few concerned citizens that have a few questions for you. Step one this year in the vote, as it relates to the voting process, step one, we all voted in 28 states on a Canadian owned Dominion vote counting machines that had Chinese parts in them. Step two, the software that was used to tabulate the votes is called Smartmatic or Sequoia, which was actually coded out by communist Venezuelans with close ties to Venezuelans Chavez and the Maduro family. Step three, the votes that you cast were then stored on Amazon servers in Frankfurt, Germany. Step four, the votes were then actually counted in Barcelona, Spain. These are all facts, folks. In Barcelona, Spain, where there was a special software feature on the Smartmatic software that allows the user to switch votes if they want to. Switch a vote from Biden to switch a vote from Trump to Biden, or switch one from Biden to Trump. I mean, you could do that. The software gives people the features, the ability to do that. Lynn, am I getting anything wrong about the mechanics of the voter fraud? Again, I just want to overstate this because I want the listeners to understand this if they are hearing this for the first time.
Your knowledge and recitation of events is impeccable. You're exactly right. People went to vote in their hometowns, and they had no idea they were voting on Chinese voting machines. They had no idea that their vote was going to be carried throughout the internet all over the globe.
Wow.
And was going to be tabulated by foreign actors. And, as you said, manipulated, flipping votes, putting in algorithms so that a vote would go 2/3 for Biden, 1/3 for President Trump. We didn't get one man or woman and one vote this year, but we're going to fix it. I believe that this election will result in President Trump being the president. It'll happen, if not before, January the 6th. It'll happen on January the 6th under our Constitution. A lot of other states and localities may have to have new down-ballot elections because the fraud that was perpetrated on us permeated the entire vote of November the 3rd.
That is it's amazing and horrifying, but it really did happen. Now, Lynn, my wife, Vanessa, we've been married almost 20 years. We have 5 kids. And she talks to a lot of women, moms, you know, people out there, busy women, bebopping around, taking their kids to school, that kind of thing. And so she had a few questions that she wanted to ask you. So, Vanessa, meet Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. I'm so honored to be on with you. I hear so much from Clay about your conversation, so it's good to be on with you.
Well, it's nice to speak with you, and congratulations on those 5 kids.
Thank you. Yes, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. Okay, I wanted to ask you about something you mentioned earlier in this conversation with Clay, and I don't even know if you know the details of it, if you could even talk about it on you know, a podcast like this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask. You mentioned about, in the near future, a attack on the United States that would cause the citizens of the U.S. to face the truth. Can you expound on that, or not so much?
Well, I don't want to raise an alarm in the citizens' minds. I do not foresee that this is going to be a nuclear war. In fact, Chinese communists do not want to contaminate our soil. They want our land so that they can grow food for their own people. But there are a lot of other type of weapons that people may know a little bit about, or it may be totally news to them. But this could be a battle in cyber warfare. We also have to worry about how satellites might be used. I think we're going to find that Space Force, which was the creation of President Trump, was not just a name and a game. But Space Force is real. So we have protective devices, satellites in orbit. And this country is ready. But I do think that we have got to realize that we've been under attack. Look at the effects of COVID-19.
True.
What it was designed to do and what it in fact did. I believe we're going to face a second virus. There's one now developing in the UK. It's a variant of COVID-19. I'm told, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm told that doxycycline and hydroxychloroquine will give you immunity from this new potential virus. One that I believe they intended to launch against us after Biden or Harris, whoever the puppet is for Obama and Clinton, was sworn into office so they could lock this country down, put everybody in their homes, separate us, put us in masks, where they have an opportunity to come in and easily take over this country. So we need to be prepared. If that occurs, we need to be prepared to take action against it. And I don't want to scare anybody. I'm just, again, urging people to think about it and be prepared. Talk to your doctor. Listen to President Trump. I'm sure he will be in touch with the American people in the next few days. And then I think it will be possible through our emergency broadcast system and other ways the president can communicate. He'll talk to us and tell us what's going on. And we just need to know to trust him.
That's what I'm looking forward to so much. And I know Clay has mentioned to me before just about how, you know, going back to the Civil War, that Abraham Lincoln had to shut down the press at one point because they were hurting, I guess, the country by reporting things that were not factual. And I was not aware of that at the time. And I'm sure that those means will be used at some point, because we need to hear his voice loud and clear and not everyone trying to talk over him.
Agreed.
Well, you make a good point, Vanessa. Let me say one thing.
Yeah.
One thing I would also urge the public is stop listening to the mainstream media.
Yes.
It's over the last several years become a propaganda tool for the Communist Party. The mainstream media is not telling the public about the massive evidence of fraud in the election. So about 50% of our population really is not aware. They think that Joe Biden won. He did not. They're trying to set us up and divide us between Trump and Biden. But what's going to happen is we're going to come together again. Abraham Lincoln was an extraordinary man dealing with extraordinary times.
Yeah.
Donald Trump faces extraordinary times. And thank God that Donald Trump was created to be the president of the United States in 2020. He's going to deal with these events because he himself is an extraordinary man.
Amen. Now, Jason Beasley, you are a man of independent thought. Mm-hmm. You're a business consultant. What question would you have for Lynn Wood or questions?
Mainly just to try and get Lynn's help on answering other questions that I've been asked. So I, unfortunately, still have a lot of friends and family on, let's say, the left-hand side of the political spectrum. And their biggest problem is they watch a lot of mainstream media, which is biased, for lack of a better word. And they keep asking me the same question. Well, if there is evidence of voter fraud, now, mind you, they like to use air quotes when they do this because it makes them look smart. If there's evidence of voter fraud, how come it's not being brought to light? And so being somebody who's close to the source, I just wanted to pick your brain. How would you educate somebody on how to be tactful when going through with something like this in order to make sure that it's done effectively? Because I understand it's a longer game. You have to, it's like playing chess. You have to have the right information. You have to make the right moves in order for it to be successful. But in order to enlighten the people who refuse to be enlightened, how would you explain this this process? And if you could use sock puppets, that'd be super helpful.
Well, I can tell you this. The best way to learn the truth is to go to the source.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the mainstream media. Sydney Powell, and I've worked with her over the last several weeks, she has developed a mountain, massive amount of verified, admissible affidavits, videos, expert analysis, and it's been put before the courts. But the courts have ignored it, some because they're corrupt, others because I think they're just scared. There's been a lot of threats being made against people that if they take action to try to harm the quote-unquote Biden election, they themselves might suffer harm. So I would go to Sidney Powell's Twitter page.
Yep.
I would go to the page for, for example, the Northern District of Georgia. Find a copy of the complaint that she filed and the exhibits that are attached. And I can tell you, at least I can state in my place, after 43 years of practicing law, I can tell you that the information that Sidney Powell has presented to the courts has been authenticated. It's real. It's the truth. The evidence of fraud is abundant, and it just isn't getting out to the entire people. The people that are hearing it know it, and I think you're seeing a growing awareness in the public, but I'm afraid that things will happen where they're going to cut off our ability to know much more than what we know now, because they want half of our country to be uninformed. So we only have half of the country informed. That's another way that you divide us. Remember, divided we fall, united we stand. Even the people on the left, I believe, love America. If they do, they're going to understand that this is time to come together. If they don't love America, well, you know what? They need to get out of America, because we're not going to change our system of government to accommodate them. We're going to continue to live under the Constitution, which is based on the law of God. Our founding fathers were divinely inspired. That's why they created documents that have everlasting value that we can rely on in the darkest of times. We can rely on our Constitution. And in the darkest and darkest of times, we'll learn that once again we have to rely on God, because at the end of the day, only God will save us. God will save us, but He's a perfect Father. I think He's going to deliver some perfect discipline. This country needs to wake up. We need to turn away from the corrupt society we've become, and we need to get back to the society we were when we were created. We need to love the houses we have, the families we have, the neighbors we have, the communities we have. We need to learn to love our God again. We need to go back to a simple life and enjoy the world around us. I think we're going to have that happen in the coming weeks and months. And I believe next year is going to be the best year of your life.
Amen to that. Now, we have time here. Lynn, I want to respect your time. We have four more questions in the final 5 minutes. Kevin, you own a company called MultiClean. It's the largest commercial cleaner, one of the largest cleaners, janitorial service companies in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, sir, make sure you eat that microphone. But what question would you have for Lynn Wood?
Well, first of all, Lynn, I would just like to thank you for being in the forefront of the fight for America. But the question I have is, as a small business owner that we live in Oklahoma where everything is conservative, and sometimes we feel helpless how we cannot make a difference in other states, what practical steps would you recommend that we take to help out around other areas around the country?
Set a good example. I think that's what we all really are supposed to do in life, is set a good example, be a good role model for our friends, our children, our family members, our communities. So I would say that what you're seeing happen right now is kind of a lockdown. They're almost trying to drive the small businesses out of business with these COVID mask restrictions and social distancing restrictions, when you can be open, when you have to close. Stand up for your rights. There'll come a time soon where the courts will acknowledge that the things that are being mandated on us by governors or mayors, they're unconstitutional. So have courage. Be fearless. Don't be intimidated. Do what your heart tells you is right, because the Spirit of God lives in your heart, and your heart never lies to you.
That's powerful. Lynn, I want to make sure, you said it, and I heard it. I took note of it. I want to make sure. You're saying that there's evidence, strong evidence, indicating that John Roberts, Justice John Roberts, was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein?
I can't say there's strong evidence. What I can tell you is what I know. I know that John Roberts appears on two of the publicly released private jet flight itineraries of Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
I know that after those documents were released, that John Roberts, I believe of Fox News, came out quickly and said he didn't know anything about Jeffrey Epstein, never been around him, and he wasn't the John Roberts on those flight logs. Well, who is the John Roberts? Why has the media never looked into it? Why has the Chief Justice never answered the question, hey, are you the John Roberts on those flight logs? I think that's got to be developed. It may come to pass that it's not John Roberts. But I'll tell you one thing. You look at how Judge John Roberts has ruled in some of the key cases. He has not ruled as a conservative. He
Correct.
Has not ruled consistently with his past. It's almost as if somebody's got something over him, and they're telling him what he can and can't do. So I think we're going to learn a lot more about John Roberts. There have been a lot of rumors floating around about his children and other things. I'm not making an accusation about that at the moment.
Got it.
I am asking people to ask questions, and I am making a direct statement that I have documented evidence that he is an avid anti-Trumper and that he has been doing everything he can to prevent President Trump from being reelected. He's doing it now when he's leading the charge for the court not to hear the cases about the election.
Wow. Okay. I just want to make sure I cleared that up. Okay. So now we have another thriver here. Joe served in the military. And Joe, what division of the military did you serve in there, sir?
Hi, Lynn. My name is Joe Kent. I was in the United States Navy.
Navy. Okay. Thank you for serving there, sir. And what question would you have for Lynn Wood?
Hey, Lynn, you mentioned just a few minutes ago the punishment that would come down. And that was actually one of my questions was, I have people that I'm trying to keep informed, trying to keep positive that, you know, good things are coming. And every one of them each time asks me, you know, what's going to happen? What are the consequences going to be with the severity of everything that's gone on, the voter fraud, you know, the medical fraud? Is it going to be a slap on the wrist? I mean, we all have this vision in our minds that of what we want. But everybody wants to know, are these guys just going to get off with a slap on the wrist?
Well, I'm just Lynn Wood, the lawyer, so only God knows exactly what's going to happen, because God planned it all, and God, only God, knows the future. But I believe that every lie shall be revealed. That's from the Bible. Every word of the Bible is true. I believe that our God is a just God, a loving God, but I also believe that he is a God of wrath. And he is not going to hesitate to take action against the people who have violated his fundamental laws. So I would say this, looking at it beyond the spiritual and trying to give you some analysis in the real world, which is essentially a lie, but the real world we live in, I think these people are going to be brought to justice. I think over the next several days, any number of them are going to be brought to justice. All you can do now is just be patient and recognize that we have to wait. From a spiritual standpoint, I think it's always referred to as wait on the Lord.
Final questions I have here for you, sir. Again, with President Trump's executive order that he put into effect, most people have never seen this before, so I'm putting a link on the show notes. It went into effect September 12th, 2018. Summarizing that, as I've read every word of it, would you agree that that says essentially anybody or any organization found to have interfered with our election this gives the president the power to take your assets or to take your stuff. Is that a good way to describe that executive order, sir?
That is part of the executive order, that he could seize the assets of anyone that was involved with foreign interference in our national election. And that would include many members of the mainstream media.
Oh, please.
But I'd also remind the public that beyond the executive order, Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. Donald Trump has an obligation sworn to defend and protect this country. He has vast powers given to him by our founding fathers. And I think that President Trump will use the executive order. I think he will use some of the other statutory laws and some of the historical precedent. He may even have to impose martial law the way that Abraham Lincoln had to do so. As I said, we live in extraordinary times. That calls for extraordinary actions by extraordinary men and women. It's time to be fearless. It's time to stand up and pledge your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor to maintain liberty for the generations to come. God gave us the blessing of freedom. God's not going to take that blessing away, but I think we're going to have to show God that we love him and how much we love freedom, that we're willing to fight for it. America is always going to remain a free country. I think this is the last battle on our soil that we'll fight. We fought the Revolutionary War. We fought the Civil War, battles for freedom and unity. This is going to be a combined war for unity and for freedom, but it'll be the last one. God does things in threes.
Okay, these are two final questions from the listeners out there. What is the Kraken in a nutshell? You hear Sidney Powell tweeting about the Kraken. We hear people referring to the Kraken. You hear General Flynn tweeting about the Kraken. If you had to explain it to somebody who's encountering this information for the first time, I mean, just yesterday, we reached 7 million people. I was on the phone with someone. They said, do you realize between all the different shows you guys were on yesterday, 7 million people just heard this for the first time? So I'm just asking you, what is the Kraken, sir?
Well, again, remember, I'm Lynn Wood, the lawyer. I have certain information. Okay. I've worked closely with Sidney.
Yeah.
So the authoritative word on all of these subject matters will be the President of the United States. But I can tell you that the Kraken, I believe, from what I've learned, Kraken was the code name given to a project where the United States recognized that they would, in fact, be attacked in this election. I think the country and its intelligence officers took the adequate steps to document what happened on November the 3rd. Mm. I think they've known since then. I think Sidney has done a magnificent job of trying to set the table for when the president has to announce it. So I believe you're going to find that the president of the United States and key members of our government have known since November 3rd that this election was a fraud. They know how they committed the fraud. And I think that the people that were involved are being now and will soon in the future be brought to justice. So that's the Kraken as I understand it. And Sidney Powell is the Kraken. I love to call her that. She laughs, but that's her name now.
How tall is
she?
I think
she's actually talking about a code name for what will turn out to be one of the most remarkable operations in the history of our country. I've said this before. Donald Trump said in 2016 he was going to make America great again.
Yeah.
By the time he leaves office in 2024, I think he will have, in fact, made America great again. I think you're going to find in the coming days that he's going to keep another campaign promise. He's going to drain the swamp. Donald Trump will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents, if not the greatest president,
Amen.
Since George Washington, that ever served. He'll be in the ranks of the people on Mount Rushmore.
Amen. Amen. I got to ask you this. How tall is Sidney Powell? I mean, one of my friends, Pastor Jesse, ran into her at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., as her husband, Brian Gibson, was leading the charge, doing some speaking events with the Right Side Broadcast Network. And she said she's a tall woman. How tall is Sidney Powell?
You know, that'd be like asking me to tell you someone's weight. I don't know her height. I know this. I used to be 6'1" and my vertebrae have been shrinking a little bit, so I'm 5'10". I know that I look up to her, so she's a little bit taller than
okay.
me. How about that?
Okay. And then final question here. There are many bold patriots who followed your lead and have filed anti-mask lawsuits, filed litigation. They've decided, hey, well, I'm not going to just sit back and watch, I'm going to do something. And so there are lawsuits pending in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas, and other cities. Do you believe that the best strategy is to file a bunch of lawsuits or to have one big lawsuit with many plaintiffs?
I think it's probably going to be a combination.
Okay.
I also would like to believe that in the coming months that our country, through its legislatures, they're going to take action to stop this nonsense. If we needed a mask to protect ourselves from an immune system standpoint, God would have created us with a mask. Our immune system works off of naturally dealing with germs and viruses. So we need to kind of trust God that he created the perfect immune system. A mask actually suppresses your immune system. It suppresses your intake of carbon dioxide or going out and oxygen coming in, and you breathe your own toxins constantly. It lowers your immune system, makes you more susceptible to the virus. I think that's part of the plan. But I would say this. Follow the lead of Martin Luther King Jr. Engage in nonviolent civil disobedience. When they tell you to wear a mask, don't wear it. If they tell you that you got to have only 8 people at your house, have as many people as you want.
Amen.
If somebody arrests you, go to jail. There'll be a lawyer that'll come get you out. And eventually, I believe that these kinds of onerous and unconstitutional mandates will be recognized as unlawful.
Yep.
But remember this. You can't rely on the courts every time. You can't rely even on the president all the time. And you certainly can't rely on the legislatures. There's so much corruptness in the politicians in this country. But here's what I would remind the viewers. As the Constitution made clear, all of the power in this country resides in the people. We, the people, decide what government can and cannot do. So ultimately, just like with the president, we, the people, voted for him. He's going to be president. If we don't want to be wearing masks, we, the people, make clear we don't want to wear. Trust we, the people. We run this country. We have opportunities so that some can achieve different levels of success. That's the beauty of America.
Yep.
Everyone's equal, but there's a freedom to achieve and the opportunity to succeed based on your talents and how hard you work. So stand up for your freedoms. Don't be intimidated. Even if they put you in jail, remember this. Paul wrote some of the most beautiful chapters of the Bible while he was imprisoned.
It's true.
You will be persecuted for your faith. You may be persecuted for standing up for your country. Suffer through that persecution, knowing at the end of it, it will be for good.
Lynn Wood, thank you so much for encouraging our listeners, for providing the unapologetic truth, for fighting for truth on a daily basis, for sharing the truth unapologetically, for everything you're doing. And we can't wait to rejoin with you for another Fireside Chat soon. Again, our thoughts and prayers are with you, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, and thank you.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lynn Wood. And if you've just learned something that you did not know, join the club right there. Lynn is exposing the truth. And what I wanted to do is make sure I hammer home the idea. I have cited everything that Lynn has said on today's show. So if you will simply go to today's show notes, you can see 100% irrefutable evidence that the 2020 election fraud did occur. You can learn about everything he just said. It's all cited there. So I want to give you two resources. Resource number one, if you visit the website timetofreeamerica.com, that's timetofreeamerica.com. If you visit that website, what we can do is you can have access to all of that information. All of the facts are all there. They're all vetted for you at timetofreeamerica.com. Now, if you're listening right now on your phone or you want to get quicker access, text me right now. Text me directly, 918-851-6920. That's my cell phone number, 918-851-6920. And I'm going to send you 100% irrefutable evidence of the facts. So again, timetofreeamerica.com is the website, or you can text me directly at 918-851-6920. But make sure, folks, make sure you share this show with at least 10 people. Share the show with everybody you know, because only the truth will set us free. And as President Trump moves to actually implement the executive order that Lynn Wood discussed earlier on the show, he's going to need the support of the American people. He's going to do the right thing to protect our American freedoms, whether he has everybody's support or not. But President Trump needs our support as he implements the executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for President Trump. Share today's show. If you want the show notes, you can email me, or sorry, you can text me directly at 918-851-6920, 918-851-6920. And we like to end each and every show with a boom, because around here, boom stands for big, overwhelming, optimistic momentum. Ladies and gentlemen, we must have faith, and we must bring big, overwhelming, optimistic momentum. We must share the truth in the air everywhere. And so now without any further ado, 3, 2, 1, boom!
If you don't understand you're the one, you won't understand why you're being attacked like you're being attacked. Whenever the enemy knows that the one is coming, he always sets traps to stop them from succeeding because they're the one. And to him whom much is given, much is required. And so the text starts out talking about Abraham, because Abraham is the one. And Abraham had to move out from his country and away from his kindred because he was the one. So he was a misfit because he was the one. So he didn't get to stay because he was the one. So he had to live in isolation because he was the one. So he probably was lonely because he was the one. Because he was the one. Because he was the one.
New city, new state, it's gonna be a mean race. All the sins that I have done, I'm grateful for a clean slate. Felt like I was different, I ain't never try to prove it though. Stack your chips, get on your grind, don't never make excuses, bro. Solid as a rock, loyalty is all I ever know. Doing what you've always done, then homie, you can never grow. Conversations with the Lord, I ask him, would I ever blow? Told me I got dead weight, so friends, I gotta let them go. We don't make it, I know that they hating, it's all on their faces. We destined for greatness, I said, I've been patient. I know it's my moment, no stopping, we going, this thing is in motion. What you gonna do when your back's against the wall? You gonna stand up like a champ or you gonna curl up in the ball? I'm the one, I've been chosen, so I'm riding through it all. Gotta keep your faith up so you can rise and never fall. Let's go.
And Abraham had to move out from his country and away from his kindred because he was the one. So he didn't get to stay with his kinfolks because he was the one. They are always on the hit list because hell knows that he is the one. I want to talk to some people that have been up under crazy attack. And to him whom much is given, much is required.
The devil's been attacking, I ain't stressing from it. Cause every time that happened, there's a blessing coming. Obsessing over problems that you can't change. I had you going crazy, learn your lesson from it. Remember when they cut my water off, homie?
Man.
Reflecting how they cut my lights off, too.
Dog.
I had to move back in with my mama. Had me feeling like a failure, that's what life would do. Gotta get up on your grind, I had to make the right move. Ramen noodles every night, I had some beans and rice, too. Execution is the key, don't tell me what you might do. Favor from the man above, no other God is like you. You can knock me down, but I promise I ain't staying there. Feeling like I am the one, we just begun, let's make it clear. Me and Clay clicking up, y'all don't even get it, bruh. About to be colossal, taking over when we rip it up, hey.
And Abraham had to move out from his country and away from his kindred because he was the one. So he didn't get to stay with his kinfolks because he was the one. They are always on the hit list because hell knows that he is the one. I want to talk to some people that have been up under crazy attack. And to him whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah. Yeah. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Overnight success set for 23 years. Got the dragon energy, got another gear. Got a superpower, man, I call it persevere. Cause I never have a thought people call fear. I never stop grinding when the future's not clear. We're gonna be dead soon and I'm just being real. So I'll be paralyzed by the thoughts that we feel.
So you'll stop begging for people to come into agreement with you. So you'll stop doing polls and census and trying to get everybody to come into consensus with your vision so that you won't need nobody to say amen when you preach, because you already know that you got heaven saying amen. The power of one.
Listen to the entire T.D. Jakes sermon, Grasping the Moment, by visiting T.D. Jakes' YouTube channel, simply named T.D. Jakes.
Shut up! You're getting ready to flow!